I've been sick for the past week, so sorry for my voice. But Andrew asked if I would share my testimony, and you know, if he would have asked me this last year, I probably would have said no way and laughed in his face. But I've shared it quite a bit on the missions trip, and I guess the testimony isn't something to be scared about. So I grew up in a small town. I grew up in Miller my whole life. I've came to this church. I have came to Sunday church every Sunday, and I went to Sunday school. And in the summer times, I went to Victory Center Bible Camp. And since I was born, I've went to a Christian daycare as well. I went to Debbie's. She always had Christian music playing, and before we ate, we always prayed, and she always taught me wrong from right, and most importantly, she always taught me about Jesus. I don't remember the exact date of when I asked Jesus into my heart, but I do remember the day pretty clearly. I was 6 years old, and it was a Sunday. The church was having communion, and as the crackers were getting passed around, I was like, oh, yay, food and church. And my mom told me I couldn't have the cracker, and she said, I haven't accepted something bigger in my life, so I can't accept the cracker. And I knew who Jesus was, and I knew he died on the cross for my sins. I just didn't fully understand. And then that night, as my mom was putting me to bed, I asked her a lot about who Jesus was and why he was so important and why I needed him in my life. And then I accepted Christ that night. And I don't remember this, but my mom told me that the next day I came up to her and I told her I felt different. And she said that that was the Holy Spirit working in me. And since then, I've still came to church every Sunday and youth group on Sunday nights. However, it wasn't until one Sunday night that things really started to click for me. Andrew was preaching to us, and he said, is this your faith or is this your parents' faith? And that really stuck out to me because, if I was being honest, it was my parents' faith. I was coming to church because I wanted to grow, but I came to church because that was what you were supposed to do. And I came to youth group because my brothers came to youth group. And that really hit hard because I realized that I'm going to college soon, and I need to start making my faith my own and having that personal relationship with Jesus and understanding my doctrine, like what I believe and why I believe it. And I wanted to make my faith my own, so from then on I did. And now no matter where life takes me or what I plan to do after high school, I know that God has complete control over my life, and he is working every day to ensure a future for me. And I just need to stay firmly rooted in him and trust him in everything that I do. Lastly, this has always been my favorite verse, and it's very fitting for today, but it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future, Jeremiah 29:11.
No, I don't have hair, and but I do have youth in my title, so I'm allowed to be up here. We are missing a few of the kids that were supposed to be here today with sickness, but I'm gonna do the prayer time. A few prayer requests that I was given. One, Sandy Sievertson's sister Cindy Scott. She has cancer in her stomach. And they just got news that she has about 6 to 12 months left to live. And so if you'd be praying for Cindy and her family and for Sandy and all of them during this time, just for comfort and peace. An update, Duran Sweeney is recovering in Sioux Falls. His heart was out of rhythm, and they had to shock him yesterday. But he is doing better. They said that he'll be there for just a little bit longer. And we can continue to pray for him. And then I just wanted to say thank you for the prayers from my grandfather. Marissa and the kids are actually still down in Colorado. We got done with our trip to Branson and had to make the decision where to go. We headed down. We got there Tuesday afternoon. I got to see my grandfather Tuesday night. and say my goodbyes, and then got to see all 50 some of my family members, some I haven't seen in 2 years. And the biggest praise is throughout that time, my brother and I were able to kind of share with our family that this is, you know, it's not a goodbye, but a see you again, and share the gospel. And I've had two cousins reach out. And so if you want to continue to pray, I got back Wednesday night, and I'll head back out probably tomorrow morning. My brother and I will be doing the funeral. But again, we just thank you for the love and support. Are there any other prayer requests? Okay, so Pete's cousin Alice, who has been on the prayer chain and prayer request, she passed away last week. Funeral will be this next week, and so prayer for that family as well. Any others? Yes, Tammy. Okay. Yep. Ron Bauer, continue to pray for him, but he did catch the sickness down that their family had, and so they're getting ready to take a trip south, but need to get him feeling better as well. So continue to pray for the Bauer family. Okay. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for this opportunity to come here and worship you. But Lord, we thank you for our youth, for our kids. Lord, we thank you for their willingness to serve you in this way. Lord, we just pray for all of them that are doing different things in the service. We thank you for the many testimonies that these kids have. Lord, we thank you for Abby's willingness to share. But Lord, we pray for the rest of the service. We pray for Eli and Jade as they get ready to share what you've laid on their hearts. But Lord, we pray for Sandy's sister, Cindy. Lord, we just pray that you'd give her peace. Lord, we pray that you'd be with the family. You'd wrap your arms around that entire family as they spend time together. And they spend those days, we pray that you'd just give her strength in this time. Lord, we thank you for watching over Duran Sweeney. And Lord, we just pray that you'd continue to be with him, be with the doctors as they figure out what to do next. And just as he maybe leaves the hospital and tries to get back into normal life and how that can look so different. Lord, we also pray for Pete's cousin Alice and her family as and her passing. Lord, it's hard to lose a loved one. And so we just pray you'd be with them, wrap your arms around them as well. And Lord, we pray for Ron and Susan Bauer. Lord, we pray that you'd continue to let them be a light for you, Lord. They have been able to point so many back to you in this time. And we know that they would say you get all the praise in that. But Lord, we pray that you'd continue to be with Ron as he tries to feel better. We pray for their travels, Lord, that you just give them easy travels, just that it would go smoothly. And Lord, I thank you for this church and just for the love and support they show my family in the passing of my grandfather. And I just pray that you would be with me as I travel and all those who are traveling other places this week. Lord, I just pray that you would be with the funeral and that you'd be with my brother and I as we share the good news of what you've done for all of us, sending your son to die. Lord, I just pray for the sicknesses that are going around. We think of all the kids and staff that are sick, especially in the Miller School, but in this area. Lord, I pray that you would just watch over all of us. Lord, we commit the rest of this day to you, and I pray that you would just continue to be with our world. And we thank you, and we praise you for all the people who are praising you all around the world. We praise things in your name. Amen.
All right. Andrew asked me if I would do something because I'm a senior and Abby did her testimony, so I'm going to sing. I've been sick too, so bear with me. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Would you please stand and worship with us this morning?
Oh,
gone, but thank God it's all you need. And all the people said amen. Whoa, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. If you're rich or poor, well, it don't matter. Weak or strong, you know love is what we're after. We're all broken, but we're all in this together. God knows we stumble and fall, and he so loved the world he sent his son to save us all. And all the people said amen. Blessed are the persecuted and the pure in heart. Blessed are the people hungry for another star. For theirs is the kingdom of God. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen.
Seated.
Fully known and loved by.
Okay, I waited a long time for this, and I never thought it would really come when I'd have to stand up here and preach, but so as you know, me and Eli are going to get to preach today. So the class verse that we really liked was Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future."